the Fox Cities Score Chapter, and News Talk 1150 WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, here is Biz Talk.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're really glad you joined us this morning. My name is Tony Bush in the studio this morning with Sarah DeBruin. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Tony.
Glad to have you in the studio this morning. Randy took a day off and it's good to have you here today. Thanks.
Well, it's a good day for him to go golfing, I guess.
Yes. He likes golfing, absolutely. We have a really spectacular show for you this morning. Our guest is located in Spanish Fort, Alabama, just east of Mobile, Alabama. She's an entrepreneur, a serial entrepreneur. Her name is Jenny Bengel, and she started a company by the name of Out of This World Literacy. And she's doing some amazing, awesome things via the social media networks, things I don't understand.
Yeah, social media platforms, leveraging them brilliantly.
Yes, absolutely. And Jenny's going to talk to us this morning about her company and her products and the things she does. She's on the phone, so we'd like to welcome you. Good morning, Jenny. How are you doing?
Good. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you very well.
Good morning, Jen.
Awesome.
Hi, Sarah. Nice to talk to you again.
You too.
Hey, Jen, tell us a little bit about your background. What is your background? And give us some idea of what is Out of This World Literacy about, what inspired it, and any family members joining you in the business.
Sure. So my background is I am a former classroom teacher in public schools. I have taught grades 3, 4, 5, and 6. And I also have a master's degree in reading education. So I worked with teachers as a literacy coach in schools, coaching teachers on best practices in literacy instruction. And I have a postgraduate degree as well from Lesley University in Cambridge, Massachusetts, as a literacy collaborative coordinator. So how I got into transitioning from the public school system as a teacher to owning my own business was when I was working as a literacy collaborator. I had many teachers asking me to make them resources for their classroom to implement best practices in instruction based on the theory professional development that I was providing. And I was like, no, I don't want to do that. That's too much work. No, no way. And they're like, please, please, please. They kept begging me. And so I decided I would start making units of study for the teachers that I was working with. And as I was doing that, I had discovered this website called Teachers Pay Teachers. And I was like, teachers pay what? Like, what is that? And I found out that teachers could actually upload the resources that they create for free or for a paid resource to the site. So you can upload files as PDFs, and other teachers all over the world could either download them for free or they could purchase them. And so when I found out that that site was available, and I knew I was going to be making resources for the teachers in my school, I decided, why not just put them on that site and see what happens? And so that's what I did, and that's how I got started. And that was in 2012. And by the end of that whole first year, I had committed to leaving the public school system and growing my business as a curriculum writer for teachers.
How large is that Teachers Pay Teachers website? Or platform. How many contributors are there?
Well, they just celebrated their 10-year anniversary. It started with a school teacher in New York City who got the idea to make a site where teachers could upload and share their resources, either paid or free, and help each other out so they weren't spending so much time working outside of the classroom. And in just this year, the research came back that 2 out of every 3 teachers in the United States uses resources from Teachers Pay Teachers. So it's a huge site, and there's millions of resources available. I don't know how many teacher authors are on there right now, but there's thousands.
Do teachers outside of the United States also use that platform?
Yes. There's a lot of people from Canada, from Australia, New Zealand. I've had people contact me from Japan and Puerto Rico, Bermuda. So it's international for sure. London as well.
Jen, how long have you been doing this with Teachers Pay Teachers?
Since 2012.
How many products did you first launch, and how far have you grown?
I started with one month-long unit of study in the summer of 2012, and I currently have, I believe it's around 450 resources.
That's about right. I counted them the other day.
Yeah, there's about 450. I have multiple product lines and curriculums for the entire year, and then I have supplemental resources and free informational things for teachers to help them as well.
One of the places the listening audience could go to see those products and learn more about your company is www.teacherspayteachers.com, right?
That's correct.
And right. Then you have other media too, don't you? Pinterest and Facebook?
Right. Mm-hmm. So I have a Facebook page with my business name, Out of This World Literacy. I also have a blog with my business name, and I have Pinterest and Instagram and all the social media, all the big social media platforms.
Jen, you have fun with your business, don't you?
Yes, I do, because my passion really is teaching teachers. And it was hard for me to leave the classroom because as a teacher, we have such a heart for our students. But I realized that by leaving the classroom and doing what I do, and I'm helping so many more students around the world. And I really truly believe that when I create something and a teacher uses it in their classroom, every student that uses that resource is my student too. So that makes me think that I'm helping so many people.
You're definitely having that influence. But tell us about how you recently recruited a guy to help you out. You took him out of his career. Did he enjoy an early who is that guy?
Yeah, my husband, Andy, he is an electrical engineer. And we started brainstorming last fall about what it might be like if he were to leave his career and work as my virtual assistant full-time, what that might do for the business and for our lifestyle in general as a family. And so we made a plan to save a bunch of his salary for over a course of 6 months. And when we made it to that place, we just went for it. And so he's 37 and he's officially retired. But now he says that he works more now that he's home than he did when he was working as an engineer.
He's a slave driver, huh?
He's a slave, yes. I call him my team. He does a lot. He answers emails every day, and he sets up lots of social media stuff for me. He does all of my Facebook ads now, and he's amazing.
Are any of your children involved in the business in any way?
They don't do too much. Sometimes I'll have them do a few things for me that I can, like, take pictures of or stuff like that to show teachers, but not too much.
I'm going to give out the phone numbers if anyone would like to call in with a question for you, Jen. If you're in the Appleton area, you can reach us at 281-1150, and if you're outside Appleton, you can reach us on the TDS Metricom toll-free line, 866-887-1150.
Jen, when we first started, you talked about all these different social media platforms for our audience. You know, you went through them sort of quickly. I'd like to explore each one of those and explain how you started launching your products or your business and advertising in those different social media platforms.
Right. So the biggest advice I would give to an entrepreneur starting out and looking to use social media as a platform to grow their business is to really the first thing you need to do is really understand your audience. You need to know who it is that you're targeting, and you need to know them really, really well. Identified really well. I like to call it like create your avatar. So for me, I know that my avatar is a 35 to 45 year old woman who is a teacher who likes to teach literacy instruction at the grades 2, 3, 4, 5, is looking for something to be very practical, that's best practice, that they don't have to spend a lot of time on to put into their classroom. That's my avatar. So once I understand my target audience, who's going to be most interested in what I have to sell them and want to know more, that's where I target. So the biggest way I use social media to bring new people to me is Facebook. Facebook, you have to have a Facebook business page. If you are marketing on social media, that's the first place I would say to go, is to set up your Facebook business page and then start taking advantage of Facebook ads. Facebook advertising is the number one biggest way that I can get people that are attracted to what I'm doing into my store and learning from me. So I recommend using learning from others. Like, there's a lot of podcasts out there from some really powerful and smart social media people that they offer for free all the time. People like Rick Mulready or Amy Porterfield, they do weekly podcasts for free, and they offer advice on how to make Facebook ads work for you and build your business. The other way to build your business is to start a newsletter and to get newsletter followers, because that's like the number one way to grow. So you can run a Facebook ad on your Facebook page to have people sign up for your newsletter. Offer them something little free, a free little something. Offer them something that's going to entice them to want to sign up for your newsletter. And your newsletter might be hosted on MailChimp or ConvertKit, something like that. And then you run an ad on Facebook ads. Hey, sign up for my newsletter and you'll get an instant download with this free tip on how to whatever your business is. And people sign up. And then you use that newsletter list to send out information to the people that are most interested in what you have to share.
Now, Facebook ads, are those something you design yourself? Are they something that you have to pay for to run on Facebook? How do those work, and how do you develop those for your business?
Right. So Facebook ads, that is like a I could answer that question for like 3 days nonstop talking. It's huge. There's so much out there that you can do. So you can create your own audiences on Facebook in the ads manager system that they have set up. And really, you just have to learn as much as you can. I didn't know how to do Facebook ads when I was a teacher, but I had to figure it out. And so I went in and I learned, but you create your own audience and then you run an ad to that audience. So you show them a picture with some text, or you show them a short video, and Facebook shows your ad to that audience. And depending on how much you pay, you can pay $5 a day. They'll show it to a certain amount of people for $5 a day, or a certain amount for $10 or $20. And you can set your budget. You can also set it to run for 5 days, or run continuously as well for a certain dollar amount every day.
Or do you pay by clicks on that ad sometimes? Or
Sometimes you can do cost per click. You can do per conversion. There's all kinds of different ways. You can also do a boost, where you can have it show, a boost will be in something you put on your Facebook page. Like, you make a post, then you can boost it so it'll stay on your Facebook page. So that is one way, but if you do an ad, it won't show up on your Facebook page. It'll be just shown to the audience that you generate, that you create.
Jen, that's all very helpful information. We're going to come back after our break. We're going to take our first break right now. We'll come back on the other side, continue talking to Jen Bengel, Out of This World Literacy, and you're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of Foxville on WHBY Radio. Real live radio.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Alberts and Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Alberts and Haling CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
You've been looking for a new house.
Hey, this one's nice.
You're searching online and touring open houses.
Ooh, I like this one.
It's time to get pre-approved. And nobody makes it faster or easier than Fox. Get free pre-approval for your loan right now. Come into one of 17 Fox locations or get pre-approved online. You can also check your loan rate online. How easy is that? Just visit foxcu.org.
Okay, that was really easy.
Once you find the home of your dreams, don't let the stress of the home loan get in your way. Talk to the mortgage lending experts at Fox Communities Credit Union. And you can get a home loan with as little as 3% down payment. Just 3% down on your loan.
Fox made it happen.
You can find the home of your dreams. Fox, helping you make life happen. Equal housing opportunity lender.
Fox Communities.
Welcome back to Biz Talk. We're glad you're with us this morning. We're talking with Jen Bangle. Jen is the owner of Out of This World Literacy, located in Spanish Fort, Alabama, just east of Mobile. She's done a great job of building a social media business that reaches out around the world in just like 3-4 years. So we're going to talk to Jen in just a minute, but we want to cover a little bit of material about our SCORE chapter for you. Want to remind you that our SCORE chapter is located in the Fox Cities Chamber building downtown Appleton. We are one of about 350 chapters in the nation. We have about 55 volunteers in our chapter, and we extend from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac through an 8-county area. We offer free confidential mentoring for those entrepreneurs who are looking to grow their businesses or maybe start a business. You can learn more about our chapter and request free confidential mentoring by going to www.foxcities.score.org, fill out the application for mentoring assistance, hit the send button, and someone will be back to you in probably 24 hours. So check us out at foxcities.score.org. Hey, Jen, while we were on the break, we had three calls come in. One lady wanted to know where she could find you, and I gave her the website. She did not want to go on the air. I told her to find out more about you at teacherspayteachers.com. We had a fellow named David call in and asked a question, and he really is very, very impressed with what you've done nationally for literacy. He's amazed at what you've done. He's a guy here in Appleton, and he had a question about, you're doing such a good job and you're so impressive. Are you going to extend your teachings to something beyond literacy? Are you going to go into science or mathematics?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So basically, what I like to do is integrate those types of subjects into literacy so that the learning experience can be that much more enjoyable for the students and connected. So a lot of times, integrating science or social studies topics into the literacy framework.
And from what I understand, Jen, there are different specialists on Teachers Pay Teachers. So someone else may have a store on science, or someone else may have a store on Teachers Pay Teachers with respect to math or algebra. Isn't that correct?
Oh, absolutely. There are so many amazing teacher authors that I network with daily and collaborate with that are high school math teachers, middle school science, PE teachers, music teachers, any type of resource. It's also great for homeschool parents to go to as a resource too. There's a huge market for that. Homeschool parents needing something for their classrooms in the home.
So you don't have to be a teacher to buy on teacherspayteachers.com.
Exactly, or to sell. It's an open marketplace.
Good.
So even if there's a homeschool parent that has a lot of things they've created for their children at home on their own, they could even put their resources on the site, too.
Jen, we have another caller on the line. Her name is Jessica. Good morning, Jessica. Do you have a question for Jen?
Hi. Yeah, Jen, hi.
Hi.
I am a fourth grade teacher, and I've bought almost everything in your store. But I'm kind of curious, like, how to get started on my own. Like, could I start a Teachers Pay Teachers store?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I get teachers asking me that all the time, and I always tell them the best way to start is to go to the site, and you can make your own accounts for free, and the site has a forum, and in that forum, there's different categories, and one of them is like, introduce yourself, and you can read all kinds of information on how to get started, how the site works, how you can upload your resources, and that's like the first step of getting started. You could totally do it.
Okay, is it free or do I have to pay?
It's free at first. So what they do is, if you want to be a teacher author and upload your original content, you can do that for free. And if you sell anything, the site will take a certain percentage. Like, I think it's like 20% or maybe 30, I don't even know. But if you wanted to upgrade to a premium seller, I believe it's around $60 for the whole year. And then every time you sell something, the site only takes about 15% of their commission. And that's for them to handle the site, which is like such a good deal. And you pay like $60 for the whole year. And then you get more of your income back when you sell. So I always recommend go for the premium right away. If you're going to do it, you want to be confident and you want to know that you're going to go for it. So you can do it for free and try it out, but you can also just be a premium seller right away too.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the call, Jessica. That was a great question.
Jen, how much do your typical products sell for? I'm just curious.
I think that I can't speak for the average price product. I believe it's somewhere between $4 to $6 range they sell on the site. And it depends. There's a lot of things that go into it. I have resources that are quick and easy for $3, and then I have bigger units that are $15, $20, and then I have entire year-long curriculums that are, you know, a couple hundred dollars. So it varies.
Sure.
Well, we're going to take our next break, Jen. We're up against the clock here. We'll come back on the other side. You're listening to Biz Talk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Haling CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
I'm Bruce Lammers, president of Ridgestone Bank. When it comes to business lending, you know, we don't have boxes. I'm here with Julie Willis, the new owner of Mary Maids, who as the former manager had the experience and cash flow history that Ridgestone was looking for when evaluating her business loan.
Once we made the decision to purchase the franchise, I was not very patient. I'm not a patient person. We knew we'd be a success. We wanted to get it done. We, at one point, had 15 banks that we were working with all at the same time. At the end of the process, Ridgestone won. Ridgestone doesn't try and make you fit into these prerequisite boxes. When I worked with some other banks, there was always a third person that they had to go through to get an answer, to get an approval, to get where's the next step going. The lender at Ridgestone had the answer, knew what we were doing, had a plan already in place for me. It seemed like before I even called him, he had a plan set up for me because that's what they do. They made it very easy.
Ridgestone Bank, listening to your story and finding a way to make it work. Whatever your it is. On the web at Ridgestone.com. That's Ridgestone.com. Member FDIC.
Now, welcome back to Biz Talk. We're talking with Jen Bangle this morning, owner of Out of This World Literacy, and we have a caller on the line named Karen. We'll be with you in one moment, Karen. We just want to do a little bit about Score Chapter. I mentioned in the last segment we offer free confidential mentoring. In addition to that, we also do seminars. We do seminars, and we have two of them coming up. We have one coming up on August 24 and 25, Boots to Business, two-day session on how to build a business plan and all the things that go into starting a business. It's for veterans. It's free. So if you're interested as a veteran, go to our website, foxcities.score.org, click on that Boots to Business program title, and you'll learn more about that. We're also starting a Simple Steps program on September 21st. It's a five-week program. That's a Wednesday. And each of the next four Wednesdays. And again, you can find information about that program at foxcities.score.org. So check us out. You think you're going to like what Score has to offer you for the life of your business. Karen, what is your question for Jen this morning?
Hi. My question is about social media. And I'm just wondering if I could ask Jen what social media platforms she uses to grow her business and which she feels is the most effective right now.
Great question. Jen?
Hi, Karen. That's a great question.
Jen.
Hi. That is a great question. There are so many social media platforms out there, and you just can't be an expert at all of them. So for me, what I've found to be most successful is Facebook and Pinterest, because that's where my audience is staying and hanging out, and also Instagram. So that's like my three. If you can pick three social media platforms and get really good at those three, knowing where your audience is, that is, you're winning. I don't use Twitter. I know Twitter is huge, but for me, I don't tweet. I haven't gotten into it, and I'm okay with that. I have to be okay with not being able to do it all. So Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram are my three.
Jen, what do you post on Pinterest? How do you do that? Do you post your products, pictures of your products?
Right. So I'll look inside of a product, blog posts, things I do on my blog. I'll post an image and then I'll say a little bit about it and I'll post it to my board that I've created, like Jen Bengel's blog post. And then from my board, I'll send it out to other collaborative boards that I've joined.
Jen, when you started your company, you had a lot of learning to do, the technology, as you just mentioned, and it's not easy to do that. That was one of the challenges you faced. What are some of the other challenges you faced starting up your company and establishing yourself and sustaining your company? What are those challenges? How'd you overcome them?
Yeah, well, I mean, as an entrepreneur, I think that you're always going to have challenges, but starting out is definitely the hardest, and I had to put so much work into it, teaching all day and then going home and sitting at the kitchen table all night, every day, every night, just to build something up and to learn about it. You know, Google is your friend. Googling things, watching podcasts, reading blog posts, networking with other people who do the same thing that you do and helping each other out are huge things being an entrepreneur. And I think you're always going to have struggles, but if you have a true entrepreneur spirit, you're going to overcome whatever struggle that comes your way as a business.
You're spot on. Entrepreneurism is really persistence and passion, and
right.
It's all discipline, but you have a goal in mind, and when you have metrics on how you're doing and achieving the goal, you can make some progress.
Right.
How do you protect the intellectual property aspects? You've got 400-plus products out there, and everybody's wondering, well, you know, if I author a book, I don't want people to steal it from me. If I write a song, I don't want people to steal it from me. How do you deal with that?
That is a constant struggle because especially with what I do, when people purchase one of my resources, a lot of times they think they own it, and that's technically not true. I still own my work, so it's still under my copyright. They purchased a copy of my work, but they don't own my work. So a lot of times I run into teachers sharing it, violating copyright by sharing things or putting it on websites, which is totally in violation. So I'm constantly having to go on Google and search my name and look and ask for them to send cease and desist letters for them to take down my copyrighted work that they only purchased one license for and can't put anywhere else than in their classroom.
Yeah, Jen, it's really a license they're purchasing to use
right.
your work one time or for that individual.
Right.
Does teacher pay teachers support pursuing any copyright violations, or is that on the individual teacher and poster on the platform?
It's on the individual author because, again, we're an open marketplace, so I own all of my things. Teachers Pay Teachers doesn't own any of my stuff, so it's all on me.
Okay.
Jen, when you started your company, I've been a lender for 30 years, and I've helped a lot of companies get going with loans, and I've been doing that in my business and also as a SCORE mentor. A business owner needs to have a team surrounding them, someone to support them and advise them. Can you share how you built your team and who are the key players on your team?
Yes, definitely. I think the first thing I realized that I needed was I needed a really good accountant because I'm good at writing curriculum, but I had no idea how to deal with accounting or any of those types of things. And I had hired an accountant down here to help me. And I had some growing pains with that because as a young entrepreneur, I didn't ask the questions I needed to up front, like, what do you charge? How much is this going to be? You know, where do you see your goals? I didn't make sure we aligned together with where we were going. And I got some pretty big bills in the mail, and I confronted the accountant, and we talked it out, and I grew as a business owner that day facing this issue, and then I went shopping for a new accountant, and I found one that matched my business, my plan, and now she's amazing, and I would never leave her ever. She's down here, and now I have an attorney, and her name is Sarah, and she's awesome. she does a lot of work for me with trademark and copyright and helping me if I need to get an attorney involved in protecting my intellectual property. So
you put a big smile on her face, Jen.
Yes.
Thanks,
Sarah
Jen.
Sarah DeBruin is awesome.
Legal
and
business
ad. She supports the Teachers Pay Teachers community. So amazing, too.
And she's got great business experience in the legal profession from Ohio for over many years, working with many large corporations, arguing cases in front of state Supreme Courts. She's really a very good attorney. So you chose wisely.
Well, I appreciate the compliments, guys. Thanks.
And she's very efficient.
And I have to say, I just love working with you and the other sellers on Teachers Pay Teachers. They're fantastic, and I am constantly amazed at how brilliant all of you are at leveraging your businesses on social media. It's amazing and inspiring to me.
Oh, thank you, Sarah.
Jen, you are part of the Teachers Pay Teachers group or association or whatever that technical term might be, but it's thousands and thousands and thousands of people. And that organization has been very beneficial to you, and you're involved in that organization in other ways other than just being a seller of products through that medium, through that platform. Didn't you recently attend a conference in Orlando?
Every year Teachers Pay Teachers hosts a conference for the authors to come and learn from each other. So authors who've been on the side or have had some success host sessions on how to grow your business as a teacher author. So I was a presenter at the conference this year in Orlando.
Well, you were like a keynote presenter, weren't you?
Yes, I did. I was part of the keynote, and then I did a couple of presentations as well.
Yeah, yes. Let the truth come out. You were the star.
And I heard a little birdie told me that there was a standing ovation after your presentation by 1,000 attendees. I mean,
I'm glad this is a radio show because I'm blushing right now.
Well, what the whole point of this line of conversation is to point out to any entrepreneur listening, you can't do it alone. You have to get associate. You have to be involved in associations. You have to network. You have to do a lot of public relations work. And that really gets your image and your brand out there generating interest in you.
Absolutely.
And you've seen the dividends of that. But sometimes that comes with the burden of having to get up in front of 1,000 people and talk to them. or the opportunity.
Yes. And I'm sure you were blushing at that standing ovation.
I actually was already halfway off the stage.
Okay.
I got off as fast as possible.
Jen, I'd like to go back to something you mentioned earlier in the show about how you see the teachers buying your products and using them in their classroom as your means to get to those students.
Mm-hmm.
You're a motivated teacher.
Right.
And you gave up the classroom. But during the break, I was saying to Sarah, the energy that you had in your classroom could not be contained in those walls of that classroom. So you found a way to expand the classroom to a great big ball called Earth. And now, you get to all the teachers, and you give them the means to teach their students with the value and the sensitivity and the genuineness for their learning through the products you distribute to them.
Right, and you really understand the burden on teachers in the classroom as well, and I think that's what is so valuable about your products and other products that are sold on Teachers Pay Teachers.
Right. We're not a big textbook company that is assuming things. We've been in the classroom and on the ground floor and know what works and what doesn't work, and that's the key for all the teachers. Authors that are on the site is they really truly know what the teachers need and what's best, and they make those resources and help the teachers. So it's a great place to be.
At SCORE, we often have people come into us and request assistance in starting a company. They'd like to start a landscaping company, maybe a restaurant or some sort of service company, but they never really worked in that industry before. So our advice to them is go spend a couple of years in that industry and learn it from the ground up, which is what you did in the classroom.
Yeah, that's great advice.
Now, you also mentioned that you have an advanced postgraduate degree from Boston.
Right.
Tell us a little bit more about that degree and what did you learn with the studies in that class, and how does it help you with the credibility you are able to offer to teachers?
Right. So I went there and trained with some of the top reading specialists in the nation on best practices in literacy instruction, reading, writing, language, spelling. And I also learned how to become a professional developer, which is really my passion, teaching teachers. That's why I love to teach teachers through the use of social media and the internet. I can help reach into their classrooms from my office in my home, and they're in Australia. So it's so cool. And it's really just, it was what that training did for me is it catapulted my understanding of what best practice was, and it gave me the tools to be able to make that into practical resources for teachers that either didn't have enough time or didn't have enough understanding or didn't even know where to start. And that's really what that did for me.
Jen, just to make clear, could you tell us again how our audience could find you on teacherspayteachers.com? I'd like you to spell your name.
Yeah, they can just type in Jen Bengel in the search, which is J-E-N, and then Bengel is like the tiger, except it's E-L at the end, so it's B-E-N-G-E-L. And if they type that into Teachers Pay Teachers, they'll find me, it'll pop up, and they can click on it and go straight to my store.
It goes to every product in your store, right?
Yeah, you'll see the home page where it'll have four featured products at the top, and then you'll see custom categories along the side. So if you're looking for, like, guided reading, or I have an entire reading intervention program that's research-based, you could click on that, and it would take you to that category with just those products, too.
I'd like to give out the phone number again. It's 281-1150 here in Appleton, 281-1150, and outside Appleton on a TDS Metrocom toll-free line, 1-866-887-1150. Jen, we're going to take a break again in about 2.5-3 minutes, but I wanted to ask you quickly, everybody learns from mistakes. I mean, everybody makes mistakes, and hopefully we learn from them. What is one of the, can you describe one or two of the humorous or funny mistakes, something that was meaningful to you as you were building your business? Something funny happened to you, but you didn't get discouraged. You picked it up and kept charging.
I guess the one that always pops into my mind is right when I was first starting and I made that first unit. I made it as a Word document and then didn't know how to design a cover, didn't know what clip art was or anything, and made my own little cover with like these little lines and stars, and it was terrible. And I went to go put it up on the site, and I was so proud of it. And when I went to put it up, everything got messed up. All of my little clip art, all of my little stars, and all the fonts that I had chosen were all messed up. And I was complaining to my sister-in-law, who is not a teacher at all, about what happened. And she's like, did you save it as a PDF? And I said, what is a PDF? Like, I didn't even know that you had to save your resources as a PDF to secure the documents so that everything didn't get all messed up when you uploaded it. So I really, really started from the ground up, knowing absolutely nothing except really good content. And that's all I needed. And really good ambition and the persistence to never give up and teach myself. And so I went from not knowing what a PDF was 4 years ago to where I am now.
I have looked at your work on your store and some of the work of other Teachers Pay Teachers authors. What type of software do you need? Special graphic, you know, software? What do you use to develop your resources?
Right, that's a great question. I purchase clip art from other sellers. So there's sellers on a site who are artists who draw clip art. They make fonts. So I purchase their work, and then I give them copyright recognition in my resources. So that's how I get the designs. And I just operate in PowerPoint. I create everything in PowerPoint, and then I save it as a PDF when I upload it.
So there's no fancy software that you really
need? No fancy.
No. To get started?
Nothing fancy.
Great.
So, Jen, do you have an IT department or a resource, an IT resource, someone you've contracted with to come and help you keep everything organized?
I wish.
No.
That's Andy. He's called Andy.
Yeah. Andy. Yeah, that's his job.
Andy. Get in here.
What? He's listening in the other room right now.
Wow.
Answering emails.
If it were me, it would be my 11-year-old twin daughters.
Yeah.
Oh, they're good.
The kids really know a lot.
They're good at it.
We're going to take our last break right now, Jen, and we'll come back on the other side, wrap up the show. And everyone's listening, we're anticipating your biz tip, your little pearl of wisdom. So stay tuned, folks. You're listening to Biz Talk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
And welcome back to our show this morning. We're talking with Jen Bangle, owner of Out of This World Literacy down in Spanish Fort, Alabama. It's a great conversation. She's a great entrepreneur, and she's done a great thing, amazing things to help kids learn better by preparing documents and products that teachers can buy at a very reasonable cost and use in their classrooms and further their students' progress in becoming more literate when they read. Before we get back to Jen, we're going to finish up a little plug on the SCORE chapter. We want to thank all of the sponsors who help bring BizTalk to you each weekend. We couldn't do it without them, so thank you, sponsors. And they include Fox Communities Credit Union, Albertson Hailing CPAs, Legal Business Edge, LLC, that's Sarah DeBruin in the studio this morning, so thank you, Sarah.
You're
welcome.
Appreciate
your sponsorship. I want to also thank Ridgestone Bank. They exclusively do SBA business loans. So if you're looking for a loan, check out Ridgestone Bank. Also want to thank Tundra Land in Kaukauna, Candeo Creative on Oshkosh. Candeo Creative built the website, biztalkwithscore.com, and where they help us to maintain that site. So if you're looking to listen to a program that occurred a while back, or if you want to listen to this show again, go to www.biztalkwithscore.com, and you'll be able to hear those archived programs. And finally, thank you to Jerry Mader and Larry Desch at the Business News for promoting our program in their biweekly periodical, The Business News. If you're in business or thinking of starting a business, for $20 a year, you really should subscribe to the Business News to keep abreast of what's going on in the business community in East Central Wisconsin. So, Jen, we have a question for you. Sarah wants to pose a question or a comment?
Well, my comment is this. I have six children who are getting really bored at this time of the summer. So I have gone on Teachers Pay Teachers website and purchased a number of activities for my children to do. So if other mothers are out there listening, it's a great way to keep your children entertained and also get them prepared to go back to school.
And, Jen, you mentioned that homeschoolers, families who are teaching their children at home, they can also participate in this program, can't they?
Right, and that's a great idea, Sarah. I love that. I'm actually finding that I'm doing that for my own kids at home, too, and getting them something to do at home to prepare them for back to school and keeping them busy and engaged in their learning, too. And the homeschool parents can definitely participate in using the site either as buyers to support their students at home, or if they have original content that they want to upload, they can do that as well.
Jen, do you homeschool?
I do.
And you have how many children?
I have four children. My oldest is going to be a senior, and then I have a 15-year-old, a 13-year-old, and an 8-year-old.
And you adopted your little one, didn't you?
Yes, our youngest son is adopted from Uganda. Mm-hmm.
So you find time between all day and all night working in your business. You still find time for your family.
I try my very, very best.
It's a problem entrepreneurs face every day, and they have to balance their lives. And it sounds like you're doing
exactly.
a wonderful job of it.
That's right. That's right. How many products, I'm just curious, do you create in a month or in a year?
It depends. I spent, actually, the biggest thing I've ever done, I spent 15 months writing full-time
wow.
a reading intervention program. And I also have worked with a pilot team to research the program and ensure that it's research-based,
mm-hmm.
so that it can be used not only for the individual teacher in the classroom, but a whole school could purchase licenses for it and use it in their school.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm continuing the pilot team and continuing researching the program now. So I've been spending the last 2 years on the intervention program, basically.
Wow, that's really, really an incredible
Big
achievement.
Commitment, yes.
Right.
Jen, what is your plan for, what is your business going to look like in 5 years, 10 years? What do you see down the road?
I just see being able to reach more teachers and more students and making teachers' lives a little bit more simplified and helping them to, the phrase, work smarter, not harder,
mm-hmm.
and use their time that they have with their students to be the most successful. That's really my goal. And so when I always keep that as my number one goal, everything else falls into place because I know I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
That's the genuine motivation, and that will help you overcome any challenges that get in your way, even
right.
from big national firms if they should become a pain in the
butt.
But I want to ask you, what's your biz tip?
My biz tip, I guess, would be to know your number one focus. Why you're doing what you're doing. Why is it that you're doing what you're doing in your business? And have a really clear understanding of that and who it is that you're helping. And then don't let anything or any obstacle or anyone get in the way of fogging that up for you and go for it.
It certainly sounds like you've overcome many challenges. And as social media evolves, you're going to be
mm-hmm.
learning too. Keep on learning.
Absolutely. Every day I learn something new, especially social media, for sure.
Well, I'd like to meet that hired hand of yours someday.
Sure, I will send him up there.
Jen, we want to thank you for coming on the show this morning. We have about 30 seconds left, but it was a wonderful program. Thanks for sharing it with us. We wish you the very best in the future. Hope
thank
to have you,
you for
back
having
sometime.
Me.
Maybe we can have you back in the future.
Yep, we'd love that.
All right.
Okay, thank you both so much.
Thanks, Jen.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Sarah, next week our guest is going to be Ridgestone Bank. They're coming on, another sponsor. They do SBA loans exclusively.
That will be very interesting for new businesses needing financial.
You bet. We want to thank you for listening this morning. You've been listening to BizTalk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.